Sophia Piatdieu is a 29-year-old woman who soared to remarkable career heights in the air traffic management, becoming the first certified female air traffic controller in South Sudan. Well, she is a regular staff of the South Sudan Civil Aviation Authority and recently appointed as Deputy Secretary of the South Sudan Women in Aviation Association. Good morning, and thank you so much for making our time to speak to us. Sophia?
Yes.
How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Right. So let's start from the beginning. I mean, where did you start from? Did you start as a regular person? How did you find yourself in this business?
Oh, it's a long story.
Mm.
I started the field of aviation in 2019. And from that, you know, I was not really into aviation before that.
Right.
Then I was doing something different from aviation.
Okay.
So when I was there, I was a plumber with the United Nations.
Right.
But when the ADIBAT came up with the Civil Aviation Authority of South Sudan in 2018, December, my friend advised me to apply for the position.
Mm.
So I applied. I didn't know that. I thought it was a job. So I applied for it. I didn't know that. I thought, you know, talking of aviation, I thought that, you know, the only thing that I knew about aviation was me piloting only.
Flying. Planes.
So flying only.
Okay.
That was the only thing that
I
knew.
Right.
So I thought, and this cabin crew. So it was pilot and cabin crew alone. So I thought that I was applying for either of the two.
Right.
So I applied. Then in 2019, we were shortlisted in Juba. I was actually in Rumbek. So I came to Juba here. We did the interview for 2 weeks in Yakron Central Cultural Center. So that's where really aviation began, and that's where the passion began. So within the aptitude test of the 2 weeks that we did in Yakron Cultural Center, this is where I really began the passion in the aviation industry.
So the passion came after you were shortlisted.
So when I was shortlisted, there was this lecturer that was really doing the introduction to aviation into aviation industry. So this is where I really picked up the passion,
right?
Because, you know, he talked a lot of, you know, air traffic control. I never knew anything to do with air traffic control. So he talked about air traffic control and everything to do with aviation. So within those days, after doing the interview, we did the aptitudes that took 2 weeks.
Right.
There were six subjects: logical thinking, aviation, general aviation, mathematics, English, and patterns. So after doing that interview, that the results were they were out in March 2019, and I passed.
Right.
I was the only one, the only lady,
the only female
among the 29 who were 30.
Wow.
But when we did the interview in Yakron Cultural Center, we were 136. So that's where the aviation passion began.
Very interesting.
Yes.
Now, like you said, you are one among 29 men. As you can see, this is a male-dominated profession. So how does it feel to be a woman, and especially first certified one in this business?
You know, that one alone is a fulfillment, and it is an achievement.
That's right.
You know, I did not feel out. I was not out of the position because I was in a different field that was dominated by men before them. So it became
plumbing,
so
right?
In plumbing. So in school I was the only one among the guys that were doing the plumbing.
Wow.
Then when I went to the United when I was an IC plumber with UNMIS Rumbek, I was the only one. So I became used to these
to
guys
being alone
to being with
men.
Them. So
right.
When I joined the industry again, the aviation industry, and became the only one again, so it was not, I was not really, you know,
feeling out of place.
Yes.
Right.
So it was something that was usual. So
I see. So recently you have been in China for training. Just tell us about it. How was your experience?
Oh, you know, this is the only thing that I love about aviation. You know, aviation also, you know, in aviation industry, it's you get a lot of programs trainings on gun training because aviation is dynamic. Mm. So going to China was a 2-week thing. It was a 2-week seminar. Right. I had gone for a seminar for 2 weeks. And that seminar was really good. I interact with so many people that were, you know, from different countries, mm-hmm. some from Colombia, Trinidad, Morocco, Uganda, and Bangladesh.
Right.
So, you know, interacting with so many people from different backgrounds, this was something that was really good. And also advancing my aviation career also, mm-hmm. learning new things. So mm-hmm. it was good.
Okay.
Yes.
Right. So about the plumbing, well, you've told us about how you were in the plumbing first. So you gained skills for being a plumber. And you have also now switched to air traffic afterwards. But what led you to get those skills as plumbing?
You know, there's one thing that, you know, I love challenges. This is one thing. I love challenges. So challenges are the thing that, you know, when you are told that you cannot do this, when you cannot do this, mm. you really have to challenge that. If something challenge you, you have to challenge it back.
Right, right.
So in the plumbing, when I had actually joined the construction, it was construction, mm. water and sanitation.
Right.
But when I switched to UNMIS, I broke away from the construction part and I joined plumbing.
Right.
And I really learned at the field in UNMIS. So, you know, when somebody say that, you know, these are the odds, you cannot do this.
Right.
You really have to challenge that thing that, you know, when they tell you that you cannot do this, challenge it so that you can really
words,
make it. Yes.
Don't let naysayers define you.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
All right, Sophia, thank you so much. What is your message to our listeners, especially girls and women listening?
You know, I want to let the girls outside there really, you know, to climb higher, mm. let them really go higher. Let the limitation not really, you know, not block their ways. You see, things can be hard, yes. You cannot say that things will be perfect or you will walk a road that is really, you know, smooth.
Right.
So you really have to work hard. Find mentors outside there because they are mentors. You know what? One thing that I like about myself, you know, I find people that are inspiring. I go along them and I find them, you know, to guide me, mentors in a supportive system mm. that will really help you, maybe direct you to the field that you are interested in. So I encourage them to look for mentors in a supportive system, not mm. to really loiter around with people that cannot support them.
Right.
You know, the supportive people outside there that can really, you know, people that you can look at to, people that can really encourage you to go higher, mm, you know,
right.
People that can help you navigate in the field that you want.
Right.
And again, also, I want them to know that, you know, passion leads, you know, when you have passion in something, follow it, follow your passion. Then after that, after following the passion, let God also help you.
Mm.
Leave the rest to the universe to decide for
right,
you.
Right.
Because faith, you know, I never knew that I would be in aviation industry. But you know, faith can really, when you follow faith, when
faith
something,
and
when
work.
You know, and hard work,
right.
then you can really get something mm-hmm. that you want.
Right. Because faith without action is useless. So
yes.
we have to have faith and also work. Sophia Piatdiu, thank you so much for your time. And we wish you all the best in your life endeavors.
Thank you very much.
Right.